coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your presidential couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February 18th, 2013.
And this is episode 95.
Five away from the big 100.
I know.
And when we turn 100, we get a handwritten note from the president saying,
man.
Happy 100th.
That is awesome. That's going to be so awesome.
At least that's what I heard.
Yeah.
That things that turn 100, they get letters from the president.
Yep.
Just saying.
Yep. So, welcome back to the Valentine Cast.
Hello.
I'm Jay, and this is my lovely wife, Renee. We're a couple from Louisville, Kentucky, and we're glad you're here to share a little bit with us what we have going on in our lives.
I feel like you're trying to renew our vows every time you do that.
Yeah, it's like, babe, I just love you. I want to recommit my life to you. I just want to...
I'm going to podcast with you.
I just want to just... Every podcast that we do together, I just absolutely enjoy.
I wonder who's throwing up now.
And I just want to spend the rest of my podcasting life with you.
Only podcasting?
And
that's
my
not
other
very
life,
nice.
Too.
So, yeah, welcome. We're here.
Yep.
Tell you how we did some stuff. It was Splurge Day today.
Today was a Splurge Day.
We love Mondays. We get to eat bad stuff on
Mondays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jay was like, you know what? I'm going to get me a steak.
Yep.
So we had steak and french fries. And if you don't know me, I freaking love french fries. Like, I could eat a big thing of french fries for dinner, and that's it.
And I'm trying to remember the last time we actually had fries. It's been a long time.
I remember we bought them frozen and for a treat.
Right.
We bought a bag, but it was a few months ago,
yep.
I think.
And it's been a while since we had we had some fries,
And I like the crinkle because it holds all the ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
So I get like tons of ketchup with my
fry. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Jay fried up steak for us. So it was lovely. We sat there and watched Talking Dead. It was good.
We did because last night was the Downton Abbey. Was that the Downton Abbey finale?
Yeah, I'll talk about that briefly.
And the Downton Abbey finale, and it kind of was 2 hours long, and we had to watch I'm Walking Dead after that, but so we end up watching Talking Dead because we missed it last week, and we kind of enjoy watching Talking Dead, kind of, especially after this last one with Crazy Rick, trying to figure out
he's a nut.
How long is that going to go, But yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into a little bit of the weekend wrap up.
The weekend wrap up.
Who had the volume up?
It sounded fine, didn't it?
Yeah, it sounded great. I'm just talking about normally.
You didn't fail, you mean?
No, I didn't fail this time. I was actually on my P's and Q's and crossing my T's and dotting my I's today. So just go ahead and jump right into a weekend wrap-up. And this weekend we had my awesome sister-in-law, Renee.
My awesome sister.
Your awesome sister, Dr. Deidre Crocker.
Dr.
Crocker was in town, and we got to hang out with her and the family immensely.
Yeah, like the whole family hung out over my mom and dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
Mom made Deidre her favorite meal, because when it's your birthday or Deidre when she comes in from out of town, they get their favorite foods made for them.
Right.
So we had a roast. And
Well, that just started in December for Dee's birthday.
But now it's a must because she can't do it for Dee and not do it for everybody
else. I know. And
Dee is my brother-in-law.
Yep.
Bro-in-law.
So, I did a Facebook post and I said my brother-in-law. Is Demetrius my brother-in-law?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Because I was like, well, you know what? That means that I'm Renee's brother if he's my brother-in-law.
That's not true, because you can be a brother-in-law in two different ways.
Okay. All right.
It can be your sister's husband, or it could be your
sister-in-law's husband.
Sister-in-law's husband, yes.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I can deal with that then. Because I was getting a little creeped out thinking about it. In my mind, I was like, but that's like Renee and I, like brother and sister. And I started getting a little creeped out.
You could just ask me instead of getting creeped out.
Well, I figured I'd do it on the show because it'd be good content, you know. But I was thinking about that. And then also, we played a little bit of Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I wouldn't mind playing more, but we didn't have time.
We had
to spend time with family.
Yeah.
But I love family time.
Yep.
Just putting that out there.
You know your mom listens to the show, right?
I know.
It's okay if you've been over here for an hour and a half,
oh,
Renee.
Oh, that was so funny. So we went over there. Was that Friday?
No, it was Saturday before
that
we went out
Saturday.
Running errands.
So we went over there Saturday.
Right.
And we chilled out about an hour and a half. And mm-hmm. then we needed to go run errands. And then my sister was about to come over. And so I was talking to her on the phone. And I was like, yeah, we've been over here about an hour and a half.
Right.
And mom was like,
it's okay.
It's okay to be over here for an hour and a half. I was like, I was just stating fact, Mama. I wasn't saying I was over here too long.
Right.
Like, right. Okay, Mom. But Mom just likes to see us.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine.
So I understand.
Yeah, definitely. And then so we did that. We ran some errands. We got some new shoes. You know, picked up some shoes. And then after we picked up the shoes, we did something else. And I am drawing the blank. Oh, so we went and picked up our shoes and we went to Stevens and Stevens because I wasn't on call any longer.
Right.
And I had to get out of the house for a little bit. And then we stopped by Best Buy, which traffic on Saturdays down on Shelbyville Road is horrible on the weekends.
Horrible.
Because
it's always bad, though.
The way it is, there's the interstate. And then from the interstate, you can either go right. You either go west of the interstate or east of the interstate. And there's a mall on both sides. Two different malls. The one mall is more of a high-end mall that has like Von Maur and...
rich folk go.
And Macy's. That's where the older rich folk go. You know, and then the other side of the mall where all the young folk go, where you have your Forever 21, you know, two or three GameStops in there.
I think there's an arcade in there still.
Yeah.
I think it's still there.
FYE Music.
FYE Music is there.
Is there as well.
A little more for the younger crowd.
Right. And the Apple store is in the old folks mall. But
it's because it's Apple and it's right. Upscale, the more upscale.
I want to talk about that in the $100,000
okay,
door.
I will put that in there.
And then but the traffic is horrible down there because everybody's coming to the mall. You know, everybody out at Bardstown or Shelbyville or Simpsonville, they all coming to the mall. You know, because they don't have one in their small town, which is fine. It's fine, but I'm telling you. That the traffic is like backed up. It's almost horrible. And they're talking about putting a movie theater in that mall.
And so it'll be even worse.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It is what it is. I've been dealing with it for all this time.
Yeah. But it seems like it's just gotten worse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, do you want to say, we want to say hello?
Yeah, to people in the chat room. You read my mind.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room.
Yep.
We have Beardsleaf. From the Joker and Thief podcast.
Yes, one of our podcasts that we featured in our
podcast
of the week.
We did. And I love that show because mm-hmm. I always talk back to them all the time. So I end up sending like 30 tweets while I'm listening to the show.
Yeah.
And Kinezo. Mm-hmm. No. Kinezno.
Mm-hmm.
And then Punk Gopher 76.
Yep.
He's in Tadpool.
Yep.
I know him. And Resting Willpower. Here last week. Hey, everybody.
Hey, thanks for coming
everybody.
Out. thanks for coming out and everything. Just glad you all came out to listen to us live and everything. And if you like to listen to us live, you can catch us on Mondays. Just watch our tweet. It's either between 6:30 and 9, but it leans more towards 6:30. But that's twitch.tv/valentinecast to watch us live. So, and then if you want to catch our shows after they've been recorded, youtube.com/valentinecast. So anyway, jumping back to our weekend wrap up. You also played some games this week.
I did.
Even though we didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah. So I really wanted to get some games in. So I did. And I played Ni No Kuni. Got a little bit further in that. Finally got my second party member. And I got my butt kicked trying to kill a bounty. But that's okay.
Yeah, and you were getting pretty frustrated.
I was. And I was like, if I die again, I'm going to turn it off. And I died, and I did.
And you turned it off. That cracked me up.
Well, I don't think I'm supposed to do it yet.
You probably have to do some more
side quests.
I don't
know if they have levels on them or not.
I think they do. Then they were talking about doing, people were talking about having a farm.
Yeah.
You know, Ni No Kuni, and that you have to do the side quest and all this other stuff. So,
I mean, it's still really fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I enjoy it for sure. And then I played... Did I play Bioshock this weekend?
No. Well, you played this week afterwards. I mean, you played, I think on Thursday.
This past week, yeah.
But so you did play
Bioshock. I got through the second area.
You caught up with me.
I caught up with you. So now we're at the same place. I don't know when I'm going to get to play again, because other things have my attention, like Borderlands.
Like Borderlands 2.
Oh, my goodness. Whew. And then I played some WoW, a little bit of WoW.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much though. So I mean, I'm trying to focus, but I'll talk about, I can talk about that more in games because we aren't there yet.
Yeah,
but I think that's all we did. And that's all I did, I think.
And I have to tell you, if you missed it today, February 18th, 2013, if you missed when the Burger King Twitter feed got hacked, oh man, you missed some of the funniest stuff
that happened.
You know, so.
Yeah, the account for Burger King got hacked. Some UG Nazi or something like that was who this is.
Right.
And he just was talking all crazy for a while.
Yep.
So it's funny. I mean, I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true. I doubt it. But that their password was Whopper123. Now, it'd be funny, though, if it wasn't.
Right.
If it really was. But I really doubt it was. But
right.
Yeah, people are.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it really depends. I mean,
you're
depends.
An admin. You see passwords.
Yeah. I mean, you see the stuff like that. But I don't know. You know, most of the time people don't try to get in. But I had someone today try to reset my Facebook password twice.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Oh, well, Facebook gives you a link that says, if you didn't request this password, click here. So I just clicked there. So I didn't know. I mean, you can just ask me for my password, Renee, and I'll let you get in.
Man. Do you know that... Sorry.
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
You're going to let me get in Facebook. Oh, because you thought I was hacking. Oh, no.
You just asked for my password.
I was looking for a story. And do you know that country star that killed herself?
Yes.
She killed her dog before she killed herself.
Okay. Sorry. Why did I laugh?
Because.
Why did I laugh?
Why do you kill your dog?
Okay. That was wrong. I don't want people to think that I'm a bad person. I think it's sad that she killed herself. I really do.
Thank goodness she didn't kill her kids.
But why did I giggle when she said...
Because who kills their dog before they... Well, maybe some people.
Well, and then there are people... This is what I don't get. Because she killed herself with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
There are people, of course, saying... If gun control was anything, she wouldn't have had a gun to kill herself. Well, she wasn't crazy the whole time.
Well, trust me, she would find a different way to kill herself.
Right.
If she really wanted to kill herself.
So, I don't know. It's just getting a little on my nerves. I know we need it, but I think people are, you know, taking every opportunity to jump on the gun control bandwagon.
People don't know when to, you know, stop and they go a little too far. But sorry, I was looking for a particular story to link in
there. No, I was just telling you didn't have to steal my, you didn't have to reset it. You can just ask me.
I'm trying to sneak. I can't look at your messages and see if you're cheating on me.
Well, my password is Banana Hammock.
Banana Hammock 123?
Yep. No, 3-2-1.
3-2-1.
1-2-3 is too easy.
Banana Hammock. I remember the first time I found out what that was.
Yep.
That was horrible. It was college.
Yep.
You learn so many things in college.
And let's jump right into a little bit of tech.
Tech, technology.
All right, so I woke up Saturday morning, and I got on my computer, and I was on a web page. And I went to go use my scroll mouse, and all of a sudden it was stuck.
Stuck where?
It was stuck. I mean, when I would scroll, it was like really hard to scroll. It wasn't smooth. Anything like that.
So what did you decide to do about that?
So I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to replace my trusty MX-518. And so I started doing a little. I like my MX-518. It's a Logitech. I like it because it has a good weight, you know, good size for my, you know, my hands. And Renee has one, and I'm surprised you wouldn't want a smaller one. You know, you probably like it. No,
I have man hands.
You don't have man
hands. I have a small man hand.
Okay.
So it fits very well. I never have a problem.
And plus, I went on a hunt for a new mouse. So I ended up getting the newer version of MX-518. After, you know, folks helping me out and everything, they was telling me about the G700, the 600, and then also the Naga Razor.
The Naga Razor. Remind me. Who did that joke?
Naga.
On Jenga, probably.
Oh.
Probably think of Steven.
Yeah, we're getting too close to saying the N-word.
Naga.
People going to stop listening to our show because they think we're dropping the N-word.
Yeah, well, if they think we're dropping the N-word, then they haven't listened to our show very much.
Right. So, all right, but yeah.
I got you all flustered. I'm sorry.
You did.
I apologize.
Let me see. What was I going to say? Oh, so I found I got the mouse, and while we were looking, I saw the G400. And the reason I wasn't going for the G600 had the 20 buttons on the side, which would have been cool. Is that I wasn't sure if I was going to use all 20 buttons on the side of my mouse. So I liked the MX-518 because it had two buttons on the side, you know, and then it had some buttons up top. And also it let me control the acceleration of my mouse. So if I wanted to go turn around quicker or something like that, I can have it on a higher DPI, which, you know, so that I can turn around quicker, or if I'm sniping or whatever, I can slow it down so that I can, you know, really hit folks and stuff like that. So I went with the G400, which is the newer version of that. And I'm pleased with it, you know, because it just feels like my old mouse, you know.
Yeah, mine's fast enough. I haven't had any problems with it.
Right.
Why spend $30 when I don't have to?
Right.
So I'm going to wait till mine goes out because I am a cheap person.
Yep. And on Sunday morning, I believe, the Boulder Apple Store was burglarized. And you're probably like, why is this making news, you know, with me? Well, one, because, I mean, well, it's not because of the Apple Store. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, it happened at 2 a.m. Saturday morning on February 16th.
You jumped the gun. I had this in odds and ends, but that's all right.
Oh, you did?
No. Talk about it now.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because it's the Apple Store, so it kind of makes sense. I see where you're going now.
Okay. But here's my thing. In the report, they said, 3 large rocks were thrown through the Apple Store glass door and found inside the store lying on the floor. The door itself was worth $100,000. $100,000.
For one Apple Store door. They have millions of dollars in glass doors.
Do
they have over 100? No, they probably don't have hundreds of millions. If they have
10, that's a million.
So
if they have 10 stores.
They don't have hundreds of millions, though.
Man.
But it's close. It's close. Oh, yeah. It's their money. They can spend it wherever they want.
Right.
I'm just like, man, what I could do with one glass door.
There are currently more than 200 Apple stores in America. Well, in the world. More than 200.
So they have hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right. Right. And
doors.
And I have to give it up to Ralph from AIE.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's what you get for building your building a glass door in Boulder.
Oh.
in Boulder, Colorado. And then my buddy Mike from work, he said, that's what you get when you have a door that relies on windows.
So my theory, here's my conspiracy theory.
All right. What's your conspiracy theory?
I think the people that...
The guards?
No. I think the people who supply Apple with the doors, they hired those people to break the doors. Uh-huh. Thus, Apple would have to buy another door. Hey, it makes sense, right? Right? Come on now. Well, can I get some love over here?
Well, no, but they actually stole stuff, too. I mean, they stole...
Well, they had to make it look convincing.
They stole...
They couldn't just break a door and leave.
They stole $63,000 worth of Apple products.
Which is nuts. I wonder if they can find them. Probably not.
How are you going to have... And at one point, see, you know, I enjoy my Apple products. I'm not anti-Apple at all. But I would say when I heard that their doors were worth $100,000, part of me was sick. It ate at my nerves a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, money's wasted every day in this country that could be going to, you know, a better cause, but
right.
Thus is what the is free capitalism of the world.
It's not even about that.
Oh, it's more about they could put that into their products. More, right? Yes, well,
I don't know. It's just the fact $100,000 for a door.
It's true. If they put that money into research and development, I wonder how much they could get done.
I don't know, but I mean, actually, probably somebody at work at Apple. That's only $100,000 door is a 1 year salary for somebody.
That's
so
true. They don't,
you know.
I view that as a lot of money.
Right. So
because I'm poor.
So living out in California, developer. You know, I'm pretty sure that's easily
their salary.
One of their salaries. Yeah. So, you know, I guess I shouldn't be tripping out.
Oh well, yeah, you can be
a little bit
because it's. I don't know. It's a lot to us.
It just hit me. It just hit me, kind of. Yeah, I wonder how much cheaper our our products would be.
You're right.
If they didn't have $100,000 store.
That's why their products are so overpriced, because they have $100,000 doors.
Yeah, and I think that's why it bugged me so much. It's like, you know, because they're over the top.
For the good of the, yeah. I got you.
I'm thinking about all of y'all, you know, and just want to say hi to Dark Anders. It showed up in the chat room today.
Hi, Dark Anders.
And with that, we're going to jump right into a little bit of media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So we had family in town and everything, and we did not get to watch our movie, The Brick, but...
I love when family comes in town. It's the perfect excuse. So awesome.
So we didn't get to watch Brick, but... we did watch Friday with Danielle, because Danielle had never seen the movie Friday.
And I didn't give her a pass because she is 25 years old.
Right.
She should have seen Friday by now.
Right, right. So
the reason
she shakes her finger at you, Danielle.
I wag my finger.
Stop it. But the reason we had to watch it was... she's a high school teacher, and she had students that were making references to the movie that she didn't understand, you know, because they were like, go on, Felicia.
And then that was so funny that she didn't know what it meant.
She didn't know what it was.
That was so awesome.
And it made me, so the reason I came to the realization is that my oldest daughter she's soon to be 16. So that would make sense why some of their kids that she may have in her class are hearing these references, because their mom and dads could be my age, and their kid may be getting older. Like, come on, kid, I'm gonna show you Friday
because that's the initiation.
That's the movie when I was a kid that was awesome, you know, and this is what it was about, and it was a great movie. So we did that this weekend, and then Renee is going to role for our movie for next week that we're going to pick on Netflix.
I am, and it's going to be a good one.
Yep. And
hopefully.
So she's rolling the dice.
I'm not in the mood for a horror movie. I hate saying that word.
A horror movie.
I can't, because when I say it fast, I can't help but think of what it sounds like.
A horror movie. Yep.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
88. The Crazy 88.
Crazy 88 is going to be Freezer Burn. It's a comedy.
Yay, comedy.
With, who is this? When he falls for girl, for, when he falls for girl half his age, a scientist plots to freeze himself and thaw out years later when he and the girl would be the same age. This sounds horrible. This sounds like a recommendal.
It's possible.
It's a love story.
It's possible that it could be a recommendal.
And it's quirky. And
it sounds a little out there, but I'm willing to give that a try. Freezer Burn?
Freezer Burn is the name of it.
I hate when Freezer Burn happens. It really sucks.
Yeah. All that food going to waste and everything. Yeah. But yeah, so... and then also, so what did we do? $4,000 door. Oh, Downton Abbey finale.
So we watched Downton Abbey finale last night. It was 2 hours. Okay.
Well, it's more like an hour and 40.
Yeah, it was hour. Yeah. Which like was, an hour and a half,
which
yeah.
we were happy about.
Yeah, because we had other stuff to watch. So, I love Downton.
Right.
I just love Downton. I love the clothes and I'm a fan of accents.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, of course.
All kinds of accents. I just go gaga over.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it, but then I think they went a bit far, but that's me.
Right.
But Jeff did say that they need to keep the drama going.
Well, that and then also someone, a request by someone on the show as well. So not to give any spoilers or anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there was a request also. So mm-hmm. they had to respect that. So they had to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So yeah. But I still enjoy it. I really do. And there are some storylines I want to die, but the other storylines save it. So
speaking of storylines that she wants to die, can we talk about Crazy Rick?
Yeah.
So.
Sure. And that is not a spoiler.
That's not a spoiler.
Because people spoiler. Who haven't even seen it don't even know what we're talking about.
Yep.
But Crazy Rick.
Yep.
Needs to stop. I'm looking at you, Kirkman.
Yep.
This needs to stop. I'm so tired of it. I thought it was going to be over.
Right.
The first episode, but then it went to another and then another. I'm like, oh my God.
So it's, I'm hoping it's not going to be a reoccurring thing and everything.
Yeah, well, you know. Otherwise, it's good. Lots of zombie heads getting mushed this past week.
Yep.
It was more than usual.
Yep.
It was kind of funny, but anyway. So.
And then also talking about crazy,
mm-hmm.
we finally met up with Tiny Tina in Woo! Borderlands 2. And I have to say, now I watched the montage videos of Tiny Tina, you know.
Spoiler, and, you spoiled yourself.
Well, I had to a little bit because we were going to talk about it in Grumpy Old Man.
That's true.
But it wasn't the same as actually playing Borderlands 2 and getting to Tiny Tina and meeting her for the first time.
Tiny Tina is awesome.
I'm saying, Gearbox, Borderlands series has my heart. You know, I am a fanboy till I die for Borderlands. And the way that they introduce characters when they do their little thing and then they do that still shot, and it's like, you know, Tiny Tina, mm-hmm. the deadliest 13-year-old on Pandora. You know,
yeah, like, I love that. And there was that controversy that said that they're being racist because they're stereotyping black people. Let me tell you something. She don't sound nothing like a black person. Okay, the stereotypical black person. She does not sound like that at all. She sounds like a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, 13-year-old girl so, trying to be urban.
Yeah,
that's what I say. Mm-hmm. You know, she's trying to sound urban, but that's just her being her.
Yeah, and I think she's hilarious.
And plus, it's Pandora. Does anybody? Why don't people say anything about Scooter and the way he talks all country and everything?
It talks all country, and I got Scooter.
I got Scooter, y'all. Catch a ride, y'all.
Where the cars live.
This is where the cars live.
So, yeah, but nobody talks about Scooter.
You know.
You know. It is what it is.
Yep.
So, that was good. So, I would like to play some more.
Yep.
And more. Because I told Jay, if he ever wanted to ask me to play Borderlands, my automatic answer is yes. He didn't even ask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
he
yeah.
said, let's play Bo-, and then I was like, yes.
Yep.
He wouldn't be able to get it out. But anyway.
So, we already talked about Friday and Borderlands, and do you want to talk any more about Ni No Kuni?
Are you no, done? I'm fine.
You're frustrated.
I'm a little... Maybe. I even looked up battle tips online to see if I was doing something
Fantasy
wrong.
Final Fantasy has baby Jew.
Okay. Okay. True. Final Fantasy, you don't have to move. You just stand... Well,
right.
The ones I played, you just stand there and cast
right,
spells.
Right.
This one, you got to move. You're going to die. So,
well, some of them said that with the moving on Ni No Kuni, I mean, in the first... You know, in the first few levels and stuff like that, it matters a lot. But as you get deeper into it, it really doesn't make a difference. I mean, you still move, but it's not as, you know, as much
right.
as,
I mean,
as you do now.
But I like it.
Right.
I like it still. So, and I'm not even, I haven't even touched the surface that much.
Right. And then we talked about Pixel People last week, and I'm going to talk about it now, is that I am still digging that game. I have
oh
no idea
gosh.
Why.
I love it. It's yeah. so good.
And it's a lot, they have a lot of tapping in there that we can do.
Yeah, like, and you can be in and out and done really fast.
Yeah.
The Simpsons is still awesome.
Yep.
I'm
They have a new level. You can get to 26 now, and you can build Wiggum's house at level 26. I think it's part of the quest. But yeah, so I just built Channel 6 News. And we also watched some Simpsons. I'm through disc 3 of season 2 on Simpsons. So disc 4 is going to be starting pretty soon.
Right.
We'll totally be watching that. And then yesterday, if I'm thinking right about my time, Bungie announced their new IP.
Right.
I guess it's the best way to say it. And it's called Destiny, or the new game. And
right.
you can pre-order this game.
Right.
Right smacking now. You can pre-order this game.
This is ridiculous.
And they didn't show one bit of gameplay.
Not a single screenshot of gameplay.
No screenshot of gameplay. They showed some pretty pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They showed a motivational video of the one, the lead developer or whatever his
ridiculous.
Name was.
Okay.
And Bungie, as you all know, is the great company that everyone loves that brought the Halo series, you know.
Which was good.
Which was good.
Really,
and,
really great franchise.
You know, and I'm not hating on them because they're Bungie. I'm, you know, and plus you all know I am a huge opponent to hype. I don't like a lot of hype. And this is the type of
hype. You hype up our show.
This is the type of hype that I don't, but okay. we've got 95 shows. We're working on 95 right now. So there's something
true.
To get hype
there's
about.
There's content in there.
There's content there.
continue.
But when you're trying to build hype just off of, I don't like it when Blizzard does it. I'll say that.
Yes.
If they bring something and they're just, you know, pie in the sky, you know, it gets on my nerves.
Right.
So it's fair across the board. You know, don't get me hyped up over something that's visionary. And I'm pretty sure there's probably something out there to get me hyped up.
Yeah, I mean, they're just trying to get your money so they can charge interest on it.
Yep. So
that it's make money off of your money, and that's all it is.
Right.
Are you okay? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm worried about our heat pump. I am really worried about our heat pump that is going to die.
Yeah, and it's supposed to get cold tonight, so that would really suck. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're fine. That's the heat pump going on.
I don't know. I have headphones on.
Okay.
I can't hear. All I hear
is you.
Which
audience.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
I love hearing you.
Yep.
Anyway, so Destiny. I don't know what it is.
Right.
Like, is it a shooter?
It's supposed to be like a... persistent online world and kind of like a shooter and stuff like that. From what I understand, I didn't read too much on it, you know, and this game is supposed to have a 10-year lifespan, you know,
really?
And they're going to be consoles only. They're not going to do any, they're just totally just said, screw you, PC players, we're doing console only. Screw you, keyboard and mouse people. I mean, so just think about that big, you know, they're banking on those folks that have Steam, those folks that enjoy playing the shooters on there, that they will move over and play, you know. I mean,
and if they don't have an Xbox, they would have to buy one.
But they didn't even announce who what platforms you'll be on yet.
I assume it's Xbox. Xbox has been promoting their new game, so I'm assuming they have a deal inked out.
Right.
Right. So, yeah.
Right. You want to say real quick, see you, Beardsley.
Bye, Beardsley.
Tell the lovely wife we say hi. But, yeah, so that's Destiny. I mean, just Dark Ender said here, you know, hype over and no substance. I mean, it just irks me to no end. I mean, that's almost to the point of naming and claiming type stuff that, you know.
Give
me $100 and the Lord's going to bless you.
Yeah. Don't even get me started, Jay, please.
That's what it's like. Give me a hundred and the Lord's going to bless you. And then you'd be like, my lights got cut off. Well, he blessed you. He's going to teach you perseverance through that.
He blessed you. You aren't dead.
You say he's going to teach you perseverance through that. And I'm sorry for getting on religion for a second there.
That's why I said don't even get me started. So I'm hyper. I'm so excited.
Yep. We got your, we got you something a little pre-ordered for coming up in March.
Did you already do it?
Huh?
Did you already do it? I don't think we did it.
I thought you did it Saturday before we played Ni No Kuni.
Didn't do it yet.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
You didn't?
No, I didn't do it yet.
You just opened the card up and you didn't do anything?
I didn't do it yet. But anyway, Tomb Raider's coming out next month. I'm so excited. So, okay, this, I think I talk about her more than anybody else. This is my girl. I love her. It's a reboot. This game takes place before the first Tomb Raider.
Oh, nice.
This is like serious origin story.
Right.
They're redoing it. I saw some gameplay and I was drooling. It looks so good. And I cannot wait to jump and shoot and do all the... And maybe her boobs will jiggle like the other ones.
Yeah.
So they probably will.
They probably won't do it as much as they did in the other ones.
Some of them were a little much. But so yeah. So Tomb Raider, I'll be... counting down.
Yep, March 4th.
Yep,
March 4th, and you getting the collectors?
Yeah.
Is that why you were waiting? Because you're still debating.
Yeah, I mean,
you worry about the PC.
It's a lot of money to spend, but I really want that statue of Lara.
Well, I told you it's for your birthday.
Actually, I want the console now, so I'm fine.
I told you it's for your birthday, babe.
I know.
And that's what I'm getting it for. You want me to tell you what I was going to get you so that you go ahead and get it pre-ordered?
I don't know. I might freak out.
Yeah, you'll probably freak out. So
don't tell me.
You might just want to go ahead and let's get this. And I mean, I don't care either way because you're going to get either one of them.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll go with the cheaper version. I swear I'm the only wife who tells her husband to get the cheaper thing for their birthday.
And I don't care either way because you're going to get it. So. Okay.
And there's some new PlayStation 4 news. First of all, a photo of their new controller, I think, got leaked. I don't think it. Or leaked in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Because people tend to, you know.
And surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. It looks just almost like
the old one. It looks a little different, actually.
It's a little longer on the handles.
The handles go more straight up and down instead of to the side to side.
They look more a little bit like this.
Yeah.
When I saw the concept, it looked a lot more
reminding like me of the Logitech. Yeah, but I like how the nubs, the DualShock, they have a little indention in them. It's because my fingers slip off of those sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So I like that part. Okay. And people claim they don't like it, but I like the design.
Well, here's my thing. I mean, people love, you know, you don't want to get too close to Xbox controllers, you know. And I think there are people that like the PlayStation controller better than the Xbox. I may be one of those people, oddly. Talking from a keyboard and mouse kind of guy perspective. But I've learned to appreciate the Xbox controller and its flexibility to work on my PC.
Yeah. I mean, I do appreciate the Xbox controller, but Did you ever hold the original Xbox controller?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Oh, my God. All right, so I first had the PlayStation. It was kind of slim and cool.
Right.
This Xbox controller, imagine this. This has the mumps, or this has gained like 100 pounds, this Xbox controller. It is so bulky, and right. People were complaining about their hands hurting, like widespread. It was so bad.
Probably
and
had to do like hand grip exercises.
It was big, but I'm glad they decided that they didn't need all that bulk. I don't know why they did that. They didn't consult anybody.
Well, they had to put the Rumble Pack in there and stuff. You know?
They should have had their R&D figure it out a little more.
Make it a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Well, you have to look at it. I mean, I kind of, you know, some people probably going to smack me around for saying this, but I think of Sony and their, and the way that they go towards their PlayStations and their paraphernalia is more that of like Apple, where they don't change a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? They find one thing that works and they kind of stick with it. And it's hard for them to change that. Whereas Microsoft, they're always trying to, you know, innovate even more and more and more on that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what they're doing there.
Yeah, I mean, Dark Anders posted the Wikipedia entry on the Xbox controller.
Oh,
if you wanna
I do remember it. That one.
Oh my gosh, my hands! But I played it a lot, even though it was so horrible. I played it a lot, but they came out with the new one, and they actually had to do a smaller controller in Japan,
right?
Because of their smaller hands,
right?
So
that's racist. That's racist.
So they finally brought it out to us, but at first it was just the Japanese who had it.
Man.
So yeah. Do you see how bulky?
Yeah. It was horrible. It didn't have, and plus it didn't have the bumpers. You notice that?
Yeah. It makes a face on the picture on the right of the Wikipedia, the two buttons down there.
With
you see
the smiley face?
Yeah.
And the cheeks? Yeah. Okay. And it has the little two nostrils right there? Okay. Yeah. And with that, let's jump right into a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
And you know who else is not prepared? Because we got a little try this going on. But let's do a wait thing while I try to find some music to queue up for.
Oh yeah,
for
we did used to have music. Yeah, we haven't done one in months.
We haven't. So. You want to do our weight loss update? Right?
I will. Since, you know, I guess I can do it since I had the least to say. Jay lost a total of 1 pound this week. Woo!
Yay!
Good job dropping weight.
Thanks.
And
good job dropping
good
weight.
Good job dropping weight. That brings his total to 83.8. I lost a big fat zero, and I'm still at 80.8. But, you know, I kind of expected it. There was, you know, stuff that might, you know, make you weigh a little bit more going on. So I was happy with that. It was like I lost seeing the big zero. So I was totally fine with it. So Jay carries the weight of the team this week of a team Valentine with a total of 1 pound lost, making our grand total 164.6 pounds.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did a good job. I'm so happy. And I actually started listening to everybody. And I said, okay, I wasn't going to keep my goal weight at 150. I changed it up to 160.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I went to 150, I wouldn't look healthy anymore.
Right.
So right. I'm even closer to my goal. So I'll reach that in a few weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On a few weeks here. And sorry about the noise. I'm really trying to find...
Jay was not prepared.
I was not prepared, man. I tell you, I'm actually kind of sad about it that I wasn't prepared.
Well, can I give you a pass because we haven't, you know... Because
we haven't done this in a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a pass, but you know what? I think I want to do one of my custom songs. What's this one sound like?
Oh, like
no,
that
you don't
one.
Like that one?
Mm-mm.
You know, what about this one?
It's a little better. We can go with that, but just turn it down a little bit. We can go with that one. Because we got to get this, try this on the road. So I can say blech. That's good.
All right.
right.
Okay. So yeah, we have a try this, and we have you know, Punk Go for 76. You're gonna appreciate this. We saw in the chat room you talked about. You know, we know that you sent some chips off to Scott and Brian. Oh, popcorn. Okay. Yeah. I was glancing. I try not. Thank you, babe, for keeping me.
You're welcome.
And we welcome you to send us some. we actually, I know Malinor is going to send us some stuff.
Ooh, is he?
Yep.
Oh, yep. I'm excited.
Yep, he is. And this does not stay on repeat. How about that? How you like them dollars?
Hello, Jay. This is part of the show. This is great.
I know. I'm like off my game because it's like.
I mean, because I'm so beautiful and I keep distracting you.
Yeah.
Right? Is that? Yeah. Yeah.
It I is. Figure,
yeah.
So
that happens.
So it's a lot of you may know.
Let's just.
Okay. Screw the music.
Screw the music.
So, Lay's has put out three chips that they're voting on. They're voting on chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and
guys.
Waffle chips. Sriracha, which I'm excited about,
mm-hmm.
and cheesy garlic bread,
which I like cheesy garlic bread.
Right.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. So we have, you know what? I found it. I know how to do it. Here we go. Who's ready? Who's ready for me to do the flip, the music? Here we go. Loop. There we go. All right.
I love it because. Any other podcast would just say, screw it, but not Jay.
Yep, not me. So we're gonna be trying these three chips today, and we're gonna do them fast, I guess.
And I love how we bought three bags of them, but we're just gonna try a couple, and that's it.
Right. So we're gonna try the three bags and everything. I mean, not three bags, the three kinds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna try. Which one do you want to try first? Do you want to try the
chicken and waffles? Get it out the way.
You want to try chicken and waffles to get it out of the way.
Get it out of the freaking way.
So, here's the chicken and waffle. You know, we got them in a container here. And I'm giving them
I don't know why you got four. I'm not going to need four.
Right, right.
Potato chips.
So,
I'll go first. You talk about how awful the idea
is. So, the chicken and waffle, while I'm smelling it, it smells horrible. And it's like, think of it. I don't know. I am not really looking forward to eating this chip because I think it's really going to be horrible. And looking at Renee's face.
It's not good.
I am going to say they're not good.
That is.
Horrible.
No. It's very unpleasant.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. If you want to rinse out, I'm going to go ahead. And I'm going to try this one too. And I think I have syrup on my hand. And.
Ugh.
All right. Go ahead.
So, as some of you may or may not know, hey, I chewed mine and swallow it. You have to chew it and swallow yours. You chew while I'm talking. Chicken and waffles. Ugh, I still have it in my teeth. It's a dish. It's in the South.
Well, it's not a South thing.
It's not South? Okay, so it's just the everywhere thing.
Supposed to be a soul food thing or something.
Oh, a lot of people, they would go out late.
Somebody ordered chicken and waffles, some famous person.
Yeah, so they would go out late, and then they would want to eat. And it would be like 4 in the morning, and they wanted, you know, dinner and breakfast. So they got chicken and waffles. It's horrible, isn't it? Horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. You can go ahead. Sorry for crunching, but it's horrible. I don't even know how that got. Why did they put that on there? I mean, it's like having pancakes, and you have a side of chips on the side, and it's just horrible. Ugh.
That's yeah. why I wanted to try it and get that out of the way.
Yeah. So, chicken and waffles? No, 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 no. Don't. Yeah, I mean, it may be your thing.
That really works. It does cleanse.
All right, so we cleansed our palate, and this is the cheesy garlic bread. And I'm going to have mine first while Renee talks about this cheesy garlic bread.
So we initially, well, it smells like garlic. I'll tell you that much. We saw these on a ad, which was crazy because we hardly ever watch ads because we just fast forward through them. And I was like, as soon as I heard chicken waffles, I was like, gross. But then cheesy garlic bread. I was like, I like garlic bread. Oh, huh.
It's not bad. It tastes almost like a chip, you know. That's a nice taste. Mm-hmm. You know, it has a little cheese, a little garlic. Renee doesn't look like Renee likes it. Uh-oh. See, it doesn't bother me that much. I guess after having the chicken and waffles, I was kind of like, ugh.
Too much garlic?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. If it was a little less garlic, like, it needs to be like more of like a callback to garlic, not pow garlic on this chip and say here.
Well, these chips remind me of the cheddar and what's the chip? The cheddar and the crinkle ones, cheddar and onion or.
Oh, the Ruffles.
Yeah, the Ruffles, the cheddar chips. That's what that reminds me of. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually really excited about this next chip we're going to try. And it is Sriracha chips.
I mean, they are zero for two with me right now.
Right, right. And the Sriracha chips, I'm going to go ahead and take my, because I think it's going to be good. I'm going to take mine. I'm going to smell the chip and everything.
And I'll try mine while you do all that drama.
You know, I can smell the Sriracha a little bit. I'm excited about this. And everything. I'm really excited to see what Renee had an awesome reaction. She had a it's good, and all of a sudden, ooh. So see, I'm thinking it's spicy.
That's a slow burn.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on a second so I can talk. Hold on, just hold.
Can I eat?
We can't both eat at the same time. Hold on.
Okay, no, I'm just not going to eat it right now. Oh, Renee said there's a slow burn. That is my favorite thing about Sriracha. So I think they got it right. I so hope that this chip is the one to win because I love Sriracha. And
I think it'll win by default. So Jay's trying it out. The taste jolts me. It's a little odd at first. But then as you chew it, it gets better. Do you see? Mm. It has a slow burn, doesn't it? We really need to try this more. Here, take this because I know you want the rest.
No, I'm not going to eat them now, but oh my gosh. Oh, man.
Is that better than you thought it would be? See? Even Jay has to get a sip of water. It's a little spicy. A little on the spicy side. But,
yeah.
He's a big fan of Sriracha.
Dudettes, listeners, we have a winner in my book.
And a winner by default.
For the Valentine cast. How do you feel about the Sriracha?
I wouldn't eat them, but I can see why it wins by default. Because the other ones were kind of bad. So this one is meh to me, but meh wins above kind of bad. I know it ranks a little higher for you.
Well, but, honestly, the first... So we tried the BLT. You remember the BLT chips we tried?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of that. When we had them, we got tired of the taste. Remember?
Well, yeah, it didn't take long.
So we got tired of the taste, and that's kind of where it went.
I think people need to see the video of us doing this one because our faces are...
Well, your face was classic.
I mean,
you know,
I hate bad food. Food is supposed to taste wonderful.
Yeah.
So, and...
Yeah.
So we're going to go past that unpleasantness. Uh-huh. And we're going to go on to the new dish that we made this week.
Yep. You made an awesome dish this weekend. Mm-hmm. Renee, this was her week. She wanted to try a slow cooker recipe that was low in calories. And what slow cooker recipe was that?
Slow cooker veggie lasagna. I saw this because I love pasta.
Uh-huh.
And I love slow cooker stuff. So why not combine it? The recipe, I put even more vegetables than the recipe called for.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to, you know, come up to the middle of my crock pot. It's noodles on the bottom.
Right.
And then, you know, your sauce and your cheese and another layer of sauce, cheese, then another layer of noodles. So that's three layers of noodles. I thought it was going to come up to like the middle of my crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
It came to the very top of my crock pot. It was so much... lasagna.
Well, one was because you had the spinach in there.
Yeah, we had spinach in there, but it didn't go down. Maybe because there was air pockets in there, but man. So it turned out really well. We have to throw some of it away just because we can't have lasagna 4 days in a row. So it has to get thrown out. But I think it worked out. I had to tweak it before you post it because I wouldn't post it in its current form.
Okay.
It needs some improvement.
Some improvement. And with that, take us right into a little bit of odds and ends. Valentine's
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
Good night, Paola. Have fun doing homework.
Bye. Talk to you later.
All right. So this... Excuse me.
I heard that.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Just give you a heads up. Chicken and waffle Lay's. We ate three of those chips, right? Mm-hmm. One of each. Mm-hmm. The chicken and waffles was the smallest chip I ate.
It was horrible.
I had that. I had the Parmesan cheese, the Parmesan and garlic. I mean, the cheesy garlic and the sriracha.
Right.
I just belched.
From those three chips?
From those three chips. And you want to guess?
Are you sure it's not from dinner?
Well, it's not from the chips. It may be from dinner. But do you know what I tasted when I belched?
Chicken and waffles.
The chicken and waffle
chips.
You ate
that first. That's horrible.
That is horrible.
That's the most horrible. See, belches, sometimes they bring a little present, like awesomeness. Like, ooh, that was that dinner. It tasted good.
That was that steak I had.
Yeah, but no.
But yeah, that was the chicken and waffles after all that.
I'm so sorry.
And that was horrible. So birthdays this week, you have one on the list, and
one.
And you asked me,
uh-huh.
And I failed to give you the ones that I have.
That's okay. Well, I will do the one that I have.
All right.
It is my cousin Marlon's birthday. His nickname is Puff. Don't ask. It's from a long time ago. So his birthday is Tuesday. Uh-huh. So happy early birthday, Puff. Yep.
And then on Wednesday, I can't remember his first name, but guy that owns Aegis Rings. Remember the shell mill?
Yeah. I don't remember his name either.
Yep. His birthday is on Wednesday.
He hasn't tweeted in a while.
He has. I think he's been kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thursday, I know John Anilio doesn't listen to this show.
Oh.
But his birthday is on Thursday. So.
He's not my Facebook friend.
He's not?
Nope.
He's my Facebook friend.
He must not like me.
Well, I think I like his page.
I know.
I'm not sure.
Fine.
You know what?
I'm kidding.
He is a. That's his Facebook page. That's not his.
It tells you his birthday, even though it's his Facebook page?
I mean, it's his Facebook page, but it's not like his, like TMS has a Facebook page.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it his personal?
It's his personal.
Yeah, that's what I.
Oh, okay. I love you.
Love you too. So those are our birthdays. So happy birthday. And for those of y'all who don't know, if it's your birthday that week and you, I'm not even done talking about odds and ends yet.
I was queuing the music up for the end of the show.
I'm not even ready. if your birthday is the coming week and you're in the chat room, Jay and I will sing to you.
Right. Right.
This is now a thing. So just putting that out there.
Right.
So, and I have, before you start to run me out of the building.
Oh, I'm not, because I still have my Black Canadians to do.
Yeah, let's do that last, because then we can go from that into.
Okay.
Okay. So my work had this rewards program called STARS.
Mm-hmm.
And every year you're there, you earn that number of stars for up to like six years, I think. And then after that, you get six every year.
Right.
So I've been there for 5 years. Well, almost five. And I had 11 stars. You can also get stars if customers say did something exceptional or someone else nominates you for a star.
Right.
So I had 11 stars. And I knew about the program when I first started. I didn't even look through the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just started, so I didn't know if I would be there. So,
right.
And but so they're ending the program, and I was like, why are they ending that?
So are they ending the program?
Oh, it's kaput.
Okay.
No more stars program. So they said if you don't spend your stars by the 28th of February, they're gone.
Okay.
So I was like, meh. Okay, I go spend my stars. I thought I'd get like, I don't know, a backpack,
right?
Something like that.
T-shirt.
I looked at the catalog, Wow. They had stuff for hundreds of dollars.
They had like
worth of stuff.
You know, iPads, treadmills. I mean, it was stuff that ranged from like $200 all the way up to probably like $400, $500.
And this is just 11 stars. They had a tier for 20 stars. There's iPad and all this like
TV,
flat screen TVs. Like they had
round trip tickets on American Airlines. Yeah, so, crazy.
So after I saw that, I said, oh, that's why they're ending stars, because we're a smaller company. Mm-hmm. And back then when I joined, we were a really small company. Right. So they could afford to do that. Right. But now with all these people, they can't afford it. So it kind of makes sense.
So what did you end up getting?
I ended up getting a mixer.
Right.
The KitchenAid mixer.
The very expensive one.
It was between that and a Nintendo DS. And you all be like, why don't you use the DS? Because the DS costs less
right.
than a mixer. And because, honestly, and I would.
Plus, Renee knew that if she didn't get it, it was a good chance she may have gotten it for her birthday.
That
would have
been
something.
Horrible. Is that what you were going to get me?
No, it was the other thing.
Oh, that's horrible. I don't even know what the other thing is. But anyway, so I'm getting a mixer. And I'll probably get a Nintendo DS way in the future because I wouldn't play it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. It's
well, 3DS when you say
3DS. Yeah. What did I say?
DS.
Oh, well, sorry.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
We knew what you meant. I did, and most people should.
Maybe everybody didn't. So So I don't know when that's coming. Jay would have asked them when it's shipping, but me being the person I am.
Well, here's the reason why though is because what happens if it gets sent to the other address that UPS has been known to do.
Okay. I will get in touch with the HR people and ask them what the deal is.
Say, do they send an email when it ships? That's all you have to say. Do I get notification? They'll probably say, nope. And then you'd be like, okay, thanks.
So then we'll just have to go over there and glance.
You have to go over there and drive by every day and be like.
People are going to call the cops on us. We see this car drive by around the same time every day.
Yep.
And had these black people in it. Well, they're going to rob us.
I know. They're going to rob. They're casing the joint. We sure is.
And hi we to sure COD Zombie Killer 11. I wonder if that's Call of Duty Zombie Killer 11.
Yeah, yeah. Card Zombie.
Oh.
Card Zombie.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Good guess, babe.
Okay. So, somebody put, Geek posted this on Twitter. They said someone on Etsy made a
Klingon
hoodie that has ridges, that has Klingon ridges on it. And the first thing I opened it up and I looked at it, I was like, well, that's just the lady's private parts. That's the first thing I thought of.
Like I'm a JJ.
And I have the link in the show notes, but I don't know what Star Trek she's been watching, but that don't look like Klingon ridges.
Right.
And someone in the chat room, someone in the comments, they posted what Worf's ridges look like if you go to the show more down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks nothing like, you need to go home and try again.
Right.
Because that was bad.
Right.
So
right.
I just had to bring that up because that kind of amused me today.
All right. Well, cool. I'm going to kick up a little music here. So, as you all, it's Black History Month and everything, and we've been talking about famous black Canadians. I got an email from our good listener, Jeff Sire Bronco. He said, I thought you might be interested in these two black Canadians for your research this month. They are both pretty amazing people. And these are two people that were actually on my list to look at. Two of those folks are Michelle Jean and Lincoln Alexander. And, I'm pretty sure I'm saying her name wrong, but Michelle Jean, she has the two dots over the E. She's the first black Canadian to serve as Governor General.
Oh.
And Lincoln Alexander, he is the first black member of Parliament.
Oh, okay? That's awesome.
Yep. The guy that I was going to actually talk about this week is a guy by the name of Peter C. Butler III. He is the grandson of an escaped slave. Butler was the first black police officer in Canada. Starting in 1883, he spent 50 years in law enforcement with a reputation as a peaceful man. Sometimes he let minor offenders stay at his house instead of tossing them into jail.
Aww.
Butler rarely carried a gun. Instead, he said to have kept the peace with a baton in his large hands. So,
you know what they say about men with large hands?
What's that, babe?
They keep the peace very well.
Yeah. Nice job. So, how can people get a hold of us, babe?
If you want to write us like Jeff Sire did and tell us about the black people who've done amazing things in your area, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And you can also see our blog at valentinecast.com, which has our show notes and the occasional video. And if you want to know our show times, when we start, when we post, the Twitter feed is valentinecast.
If you'd like to call us, you can reach us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineQuad.
We were almost there. Doing so well.
Valentine Cast. My Twitter feed is, if you're watching above my head, The Cowboy. Oh, here we go. The Cowboy as THECAOBOI. And if you'd like to reach Renee, her Twitter feed is above her head. If you're watching, it is The Ice Flow, THECEFLOW. If you'd like to watch us live, you can do so at twitch.tv/ValentineCast. And yeah, it's a good time to be had.
It is. I agree.
Want to say thank you to the chat room. Thank you all for hanging with us tonight. It was great having you here.
It was great seeing the new folks and seeing the old folks.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody, for coming.
We really
out.
Appreciate it. And we love your support.
Yep.
So
it's party time. Turn up that music, Jay.
All right. Y'all have a great week.
See ya.
And you know this, man.